Welcome back to another podcast. I'm Bob Furring, and we've been doing about 125 of these podcasts so far. We're approaching 15,000 downloads, and a person who's consistently one of my most popular guests is back with us today. It's Roland Vaughn, who is Representative Troon that runs golf and food service here. Roland, welcome back.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Well, so it's been 2 years since we first met, and for new residents, at least I was aware of two previous golf management companies, and for some reason, they were not able to grow grass here.
Right.
I thought that this would, if one thing they could do in the Coachella Valley was grow grass, but somehow these other people couldn't figure that out. So let's start with the victory lap.
I mean,
the course was not in great shape when you arrived, and you put it in good shape. So walk us through that.
Sure. Well, our property here, you know, it does have its challenges. You know, obviously, it's a little windy here. And like today, this morning, we had some pretty significant winds. And then just kind of, you know, the type of soil we have here on our property and all that. But you know, it was clear when we first arrived, as far as the golf course, that there were some major irrigation issues. So we've been doing a lot of work. You know, when we arrived, there was a lot of the golf course that was, you know, when the summertime came around, it just went to a lot of areas of a lot of dirt, you know, where there wasn't turf. So our main focus for the first season was to make some big improvements on the interior of the golf course through the playing surfaces. So that's, you know, tees, fairways, greens, getting those in better shape. And I think where we're at now, you know, we've made some dramatic improvements there, feeling more and more comfortable every day. Still have some work to do, but we're very pleased with the progress we have made in a short period of time. You know, you're always turf, it's not something that you can just snap your fingers and all of a sudden there's good grass there, you know. It takes some time. So we're very pleased with the progress we've made, continuing to work on the irrigation. Our focus now, after getting the interior, being more comfortable with that, is moving to the perimeters. So, you know, the rough areas, kind of the perimeters of the golf course. So those areas, like along Sun City Boulevard, there were some irrigation issues there that we've addressed now. And looking forward to the heat of summer when the Bermuda grass starts to grow again, where we can get those areas grown in. So very pleased. The North Course continues to look really, really good year after year. And just, you know, better irrigation setup. You know, a little bit better design, I think a little bit better soil as well. So not as many of the challenges as we do on the South Course, where there's, you know, the native kind of clay areas and there's sandy areas mixed in. So getting the irrigation consistent through those takes a lot of work. So, yeah, we've got better turf coverage now. Now we're really starting to dial it in so we can get more consistent. But, yeah, a great season for us. You know, definitely had a major increase in rounds over prior year. Obviously, the weather helped. 2 years ago, or two seasons ago, we had a pretty rainy season.
Yeah, a lot of rain.
But, yeah, this year, better overall weather. And then on top of that, just on average, our daily rounds were up as well. So, you know, even on the North Course, you know, there were days where we were doing 170 rounds, which is, I mean, that's maxed out. That's more than capacity almost. So very pleased with the progress we made and where we're at this point.
Okay. And then last summer, you did a major improvement on the South Course.
Right. So we had about three things going on. We had our bunker project, we had the Montecito putting course, and then the practice tee putting green area. So very pleased with the outcome of all three of those. You know, the practice tee came out great, and, you know, even at this point going into transition again, where we're going away from the winter ryegrass into the Bermuda grass, you know, it's real healthy. There's a lot of Bermuda there on both the practice tee and the practice putting green. The Montecito putting course, that's looking really, really good again. You know, going back, That the greens were sprigged, which is, you know, it's basically they take there's the rhizomes and stolons of Bermuda grass, and they come in bags, and you spread them out by hand and start watering, and they grow in. So, you know, there were some areas going into season that were a little thin, and we intentionally overseeded that lightly to help protect that new grass. And now that we're transitioning and the temperatures are warming up, you can see our plan worked. It's hardier now. We didn't, there's a good stance of Bermuda grass there, and it's looking really good. So we're pleased with the progress there. Then the bunker project, you know, that went well. Obviously, finishing ahead of schedule and under budget always helps.
That was good.
So that helps a lot as well. So all new sand on the south course, and very pleased with the results on all those three projects as well.
And so what is on the agenda for this summer?
More projects. So the north course, the big one is the north course bunkers. So obviously, you know, there's some of the bunkers up here that there is so little sand in them at this point that the drainage rock is starting to come up from the bottom, and there's some that are kind of unplayable. So we'll be doing similar to what we did in the south course is, you know, checking drainage, making sure that that's all working properly in the bunkers, reshaping them a little bit to get them back to where they should be. One thing we're going to do here on a couple of the bunkers, or a few of the bunkers that have more severe slopes in the faces, what we're actually going to do is a sod cut out a couple of passes on the high side, and basically we're going to increase the size of the bunker a little bit and reduce the severity of the slope so you don't have such a severe slope. And that way we'll be able to keep the sand up in the faces an extreme slope. You can't keep the sand up there. You have to have more sand in the faces than what you should. And they're too soft and all that. So we'll be reworking a few of them, but then putting liners back in and then the new sand, same like the south course, the 75-25 Augusta White. So it'll be that nice white sand that will really pop up here, and the course will be looking really, really good after that. And then starting June 4th on the south course, we'll be creating four silver tee boxes. So we have the silver tee locations that right now are out in the fairways. So, you know, kind of uneven locations for them. So when you're standing there, you know, they're not nice and flat like a tee box should be. So the intent is to move those areas over closer to the cart paths. So, you know, when you drive up, you can just step off the cart path and then you're right there on the silver tee box. And then we're going to build them up. We're going to bring in some fill material, import fill material, and then cap them with some sand. It's going to take about 2.5 days to do each tee. So they're going to start Landscapes Unlimited, who is the contractor that's going to do the projects this summer, same ones that did the project last summer. And they're going to start on hole number 2, which is the first silver tee box. And when they're doing their work, we'll put the tees ahead of where they're doing the work so they're not interrupted, they're safe. And then once they're done, we'll move the tees back to their where they're supposed to be. And they'll move on to the next hole, which will be number 6, get that built and so on. So about in a week and a half, they'll have them all constructed. And once they're all constructed, they'll come back on one day with the sod, and then they're going to sod all those with the 419 Bermuda. So about a week and a half to get those all done. And we want to get them done early so that Bermuda grass has the full summer to mature going into the overseed in the fall, starting in October. So that'll give them enough time to mature so that they're not affected by the overseed. Most likely we'll be opening those at some point in the summer too for use. And that way, the idea is that once they're done, you'll think they've always been there. So it won't look like something that was thrown on the golf course after an afterthought. It'll be something that will tie into the original design.
That's great.
So yeah, those are the big projects we have going on. Along with that, just a lot of work on the south course and the fairways and perimeters of the golf course. So we've already had our Quake machine out there being used quite a bit. So for those of you that aren't familiar with the Quake machine, it has about eight blades, and they go, you know, about 8-9 inches deep down in the soil, and they slice and they drop sand down into the soil, and we're running that up and down our fairways. Just once again, try to get a more consistent soil makeup, mm-hmm. so that when you're irrigating, it's, you know, it's even throughout instead of having the wet and the dry spots. We've also been doing a lot of work already, installing some French drains. You know, so we had the trencher out there filling that.
And what areas those?
So a French drain, basically, we have wet areas where water's not flowing to where it should. We found once we were now getting the proper amount of irrigation on the high slopes, but then it's running, and then we're creating wet areas. So to eliminate those dirt spots like we had before from the lack of irrigation, we had to increase the amount of irrigation. Since we increased the irrigation, it's getting wet spots. The French drains, what they'll do is we'll take the trencher and, you know, do a straight line and then have them branch out from there, dig out that clayey, you know, compacted native soil, and then install some good drainage sand, so that'll move the water and get it to the drains that a lot of times it was only about 6 feet short of where there's a drain. So over time, it's things you have to do to get the water to go to where it needs to. But everything, it's all kind of irrigation related. Irrigation and drainage, we kind of consider to be irrigation. Mm-hmm. So that's another big project that'll help out with the consistency, just getting consistent playing conditions throughout the entire golf course.
How can the residents stay up to date on the projects that are going to be done?
Great question. We actually are going to, on our Shadow Hills Golf Club website, we have a news section, and under that news section is summer projects, and I'll be updating that throughout each project with some before and after photos, progress photos, and explanations of what's going on. So check that out. There'll be updates, and
That's great for our seasonal residents who,
sure.
You know, they can monitor things all summer long.
That's right.
Okay, and so then let's turn our attention to food and beverage.
Sure. Great, yeah, food and beverage. I think another successful season, some more progress. Once again, we were busier again this year than last year. We track covers. That's basically the number of people sitting down and dining with us, if it's, you know, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And we're busier in shadows than we have been in the past, which is great. You know, service has really improved. Food quality has improved a lot. So, you know, I think word's getting out within the community, mm-hmm. that they feel comfortable where, you know, our goal was to be the preferred dining establishment for our residents of Sun City Shadow Hills. And, you know, it's, there were some bad experiences, and it takes a while to regain the trust of the consumer. So I think we're getting there. You know, food and beverage is tough, but the consistency of service and food quality is a big part of that. Creating value, consistency is very important. That's what we've been working to achieve, and we're getting better every day. Mm-hmm. And looking forward to, you know, we're staying open with our extended hours again this summer. Just once again, due to the support and the business levels that we've had, you know, we're hoping that once again this summer we're going to be open from 8 a.m. till 6 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and then 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Friday and Saturday in shadow. So, you know, you can still come over and have breakfast through the summer when business levels slow down. And we just want to be open and available for people
to come. Just being open that much is a big step forward.
So, you know, it's an amenity for the community, so it should be available.
Yeah, when every time I interview Kim, we go through that.
Sure.
He points out that of all the amenities we have, that's about the least costly.
Right.
And you know, it's due to you doing a good job and our people here supporting you.
Right. So it's the support of our residents that's going to make anything in the community successful. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's where we come in, providing the good service, good quality food, and get the support of our residents. So we're excited about the progress we're making, and you know, like I said, continue to get better. If it's service and the food and beverage, if it's golf course conditions, we're just working continually to get better and better every day.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to come in and give us an update.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
And we'll have a good summer and look forward to seeing you at the Shadows.
All right. Thank you very much.
And for the residents, if you've enjoyed this, please tell a friend. Subscription and why not subscribe, by the way? I mean, the price is right. We don't charge anything. But the way that we expand our audience is through word of mouth. And so I'd appreciate it if you'd send me any suggestions for improvements or guests that you might be interested in having me interview. With that, I'll say bye-bye for this time.